Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! Well, I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Did you hear it today? Oh, I guess about 10 a.m. our time. A rumble of thunder in the distance. All right, I'll tell you what I'm talking about if you listen to the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you got the American Adversaries radio show. We are here. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. It is drive time. We're ready to go, and we're primed to go. And this is it's a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather. It's getting warmer, but it's spring in Florida. What do you expect? And once again, we are the voice to be reckoned with. That's right, the American Adversaries. All right, as I said, we are here live on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, AM660TheAnswer.com. Your smart devices, if you've downloaded the free and you still can, Answer Orlando app. And, of course, on Alexa devices, those ladies are putting out for us all over town. Ooh, did I say something? No. All right, anyway, thanks for being there. And we do have a whole lot to talk about on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Got Pierce Outlaw in the studio. Pierce, good to see you today.
Good to see you, and hello to all you irredeemable deplorables, and I am not recused. Redacted, and I have returned to help Christopher Hart scratch his itch.
Got a little scratching today. Did you notice that? Oh, yes. We are going to be talking about that. The judge's remarks in a case today, and sure enough, we predicted it on this show. And so I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart. On the bridge tonight is Jeff Sinis. We are in good hands. Of course, he's our man on Sunday nights. And we're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. So we invite you to call us at 407-774-8255. All right. Yeah, we do have a lot to talk about. We're going to start off with the jobs numbers and then the president at the NRA meeting today. What another great speech he gave this afternoon. Then we're going to talk about that rumble of thunder, that little itch scratch I got in Virginia this afternoon. And we're going to cram a lot of other stuff in as well. The Killer Bee is back with us today, live from his hive. And Nostra Dennis will be dropping by as well. And an interesting local story about a pulse survivor. All right. So we got a lot to do here today, but let's start off with the good news that drove the market today. This is what started today. This was the good news that started. Lots of good news today. And this was the good news that started today, Pierce.
Yes, the monthly employment report from the Department of Labor this morning showed employers adding 164,000 jobs compared to the seemingly weak March number of 103, which was revised upwards, as we correctly predicted it would be,
yep,
by 32,000 to 135,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%.
Hallelujah.
The average hourly ages over year was at 2.6%, which is a great number. And this number, while it's kind of off of the huge February number, I kind of call it a Goldilocks number because it was not too hot, not too cold, and just right. If we get this number for the rest of the Trump presidency, the remaining 6.5 years, the markets will love it. The economy will hum like a baby, and things will be wonderful.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because this morning I was watching the morning joke and the jokesters themselves on MSNBC, and of course they spend as much time on that. And I'll, in a way, hats off to them for this. They don't mess around. They go after Trump. They milk every minute they can to go after Trump. And that's kind of my complaint with that Fox show on the morning when they're sitting on a couch. It's kind of hard, too, to take people seriously when they're sitting on a couch like that and the girl's sitting in the middle with a tiny skirt on. Yeah, a little distracting. But on MSNBC and CNN, it's all business and all go out and get Trump. And you gotta sort of give them credit for that in a way. Too bad they rely so much on fake news to do it, but that's the problem. They don't have anything else. So this morning they were spending all morning long, you know, on Rudy Giuliani and this and that and how bad it is for Trump and how, you know, he's the routine. All right. Well, lo and behold, the jobs numbers come out at 8:30. And then they're sitting there talking about that. And then they're having to recognize what you just were saying. These are pretty decent numbers. And then Donnie Deutsch was on there. He's on there quite often. And you could see there was sort of this, it looked like he had sort of gone pale a little bit. And it's like reality began to set in to the fool because he's been one of the biggest never Trumpers. That's why he's on there so often.
And he also gave up, basically shot himself in the foot and lost a great gig at CNBC by being ultra-liberal, and he is an economist or has enough economist knowledge to understand what he just saw.
And he understands marketing very well as also. And he said, he looked at them all and he said, you know, we've been talking about all this stuff, and he said, but unless there's something really, really serious here and this sort of news keeps up, he's going to get reelected at a landslide. And I laughed. I said, you know, it's like Eureka. He's finally getting it. He's finally getting it that the American public doesn't really care about all this falderall. Because I think they really would care if they thought it was true or if they thought it mattered. But I think they don't. And more and growing numbers. And it was sort of funny to see him do that. By the way, in these 164,000 jobs, 24,000 manufacturing. You remember those jobs that Obama said were gone for good? 24,000 in 1 month. And also goods producing, which is akin to manufacturing, 49,000 jobs in 1 month. Construction, 17,000, which probably still because of the hot housing market. And government jobs, down 4,000.
Good.
And as most, unfortunately, as mostly state and local, we need to be draining the federal end of it, too. And by the way, healthcare jobs also jumped strongly, 24,000. And those also are excellent jobs. I mean, they pay excellent wages and salaries. And there's
benefits.
And there's job security in them. So these are all excellent numbers. By the way, the U6 number, the so-called U6 number, which is actually probably the more real unemployment number, is at 7.8%. So we still have some room to fill some jobs. And in fact, the participation rate ticked down just a little bit from 62.9 to 62.8%.
That's going to continue because you're going to have a lot of, we're getting into that window now where a lot of baby boomers are going to be retiring. Even though it does seem, and statistics back this up, that people are waiting longer to retire now, both out of necessity and want, because folks live longer now.
That's right. So, once again, the day started off with this, and even though the market kind of dipped down just a little bit, and then when Apple came out with its numbers and you combine it with this, the market took off. And once again, the market is still churning. You know, you're going to see these movements, 300-400 points, maybe even for a little while longer, up and down.
Yeah, and the number, another thing with this number, a couple of things. Number one is that it's very rare you get a stock market rally the way you did today, and it was up across 1.46 on the Dow and up and the S&P and 1.86 on the NASDAQ, but the bond market only sold off just a little bit. I mean, like 6 ticks or 6/32nds of 1%. So it went from like 2.92 to 2.94. And it's very rare you see a day where the bond market, where the stock market and bond market both do well. The other thing in this number, and this kind of ties into the president's NRA speech today and polling numbers we've seen, black unemployment is at its lowest level since the Department of Labor began keeping statistics.
And that's at 6.6%, and that's, they started keeping those statistics in 1972. So the lowest ever.
That's an amazing number.
It is indeed. And you combine that with Kanye, you know, West doing his thing.
And Candace Owens.
And I think the significance of Kanye West is, and Mike Gallagher made a good point this morning on his show. He said that, you know, a lot of people are giving credit to Kanye West for, because a poll number came out yesterday, Nostradamus had here in here as well, Reuters poll that showed that over the last week alone, the president's approval numbers amongst black men jumped from 11 to 22%. And amongst women, it jumped up to 16%. And we said, you know, that was a Kanye West doing. And Mike Gallagher said, no, you know, everybody's giving him too much credit that this is the kind of thing. And in essence, I think he's right and we are right, too, because they've been feeling the last week. We didn't know these numbers till today, but those poll numbers came from, you know, over the last week. So they was prior to this news. So the blacks didn't know this, but they did know that the situation is getting better in their communities, but they've known that for a while. So, yes, Gallagher's right. Black people are noticing this, and we're right in the sense that what Kanye did was say, it's okay to feel good about it. And express even that you feel good about it.
Yes, it's culture bending, because that's the biggest thing, was that there was a pervasive culture in the black community that was anti-achievement.
Exactly.
And Kanye West and Candace Owens are saying, free your mind, be a free thinker, achieve. Life is much better if you do.
And that's exactly what Martin Luther King taught, that we got so far away from, unfortunately, when that fool killed him. We don't know how it would have turned out anyway, but the bottom line is that was Martin Luther King's message. Free yourself to be the best you can be, to steal a phrase from somebody. But once again, it was an excellent day on the street. By the way, the Fed did meet this past week, and they basically just said everything's steady as she goes, more or less.
Yeah, no rate movements, and the they said in their statement that the economy is on course, that their policies are remaining as was, that inflation is approaching their 2.0 benchmark that they're looking for, and we expect moves in June and September. But I'll tell you what, if the market keeps, the labor market numbers keep coming in like they did today, the Fed's going to have to rethink what they're doing.
And why do you say that?
Because there's two reasons that the Fed would raise rates. One is obvious, which is to calm down inflation, to tap the brakes on the economy. The other one is to pack away ammunition, if you will, so that when the inevitable downturn does come, they have ammunition in the form of lowering rates to combat that.
They can do something about it.
Exactly.
Without taking drastic measures first.
Exactly. So, you know, there might be, if this keeps up, reason for them to rethink that strategy.
How do the mortgage rates look?
Mortgage rates have ticked up as the 10-year note has approached and tickled with 3%, but still very much historically low. If you go back to really where the bubble popped, which was the end of 2006 and into 2007, rates, even with the run-up we've seen this year, are still lower than they were then, by about a whole percent.
And if you're thinking about buying, you need to talk to some people who can get you through that process with as little aggravation as possible. And that's, of course, the folks over at Patriot Home Funding and John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw here and all the great girls and guys over there. And they really work hard to get you the best deal, the best rate, and none of those add-on charges.
Yeah, and we've been really humbled and grateful for the reception we've gotten from the American Adversaries Army and our listeners, those who have done business with us, and even those who call in and just thank us for being a sponsor and being part of the game. It's really cool.
And boy, I sure do appreciate that too, folks. So keep doing it. And I tell you what, if you do business with these fellas, you will never, ever regret it. Okay, so we'll take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show in drive time right now. And we're going to talk about the president in Dallas today speaking to the NRA meeting. So please stay with us.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown start at 436 and they continue westbound all the way through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after the 441 right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4, and then you're slow and go through the 441 and into Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, and he was showing off again today. All right, welcome back to the show, the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. The president and vice president both spoke today at the NRA meeting convention in Dallas, and a huge audience. And the president was right at home in front of that audience. You saw the speech.
Yeah, it's another stem winder, reminiscent of Saturday night's speech again. Touched on a lot of subjects. Made sure to thank, and I'll quote from the speech, "Thanks to your activism and dedication, you have an administration fighting to protect your Second Amendment." That is music to my ears.
He said he also talked about how he enjoys fighting. These battles, as he put it, he said, "We've got a lot of battles to fight. You've got battles to fight. I've got battles to fight. And I enjoy fighting these battles with you, and we're fighting them together." And he is so right about all of that. And it's the way he delivers it. It's genuine. You know, it's not a speechwriter. You know, this is Donald J. Trump. Genuine.
Yeah, Trump went further, and I thought this was one of the most important things he said in the speech, and I'll quote, "Your Second Amendment rights are under attack, but you will never lose them as long as I am your president. We believe that your freedom is by our Creator, and no government can take that away."
That says it all. It says it all right there. And that's why he is president of the United States and going to stay president of the United States, in my opinion. And Donnie Deutsch is now, too. But the NRA... obviously has been under a lot of fire lately, especially after the Parkland shooting. And he addressed that, too. He talked about how he met with the families and victims of school shootings and talked about how they shouldn't happen anymore. And he also talked about how a sign on the wall that says gun-free zone is an invitation. And that as soon as the mass shooters out there understand that they are no longer gun-free zones, and then if they go in there, and that their mission, they will fail, and they will be killed. He said that's when they'll stop doing it. And he's right. And, of course, he also talked about how teachers should be armed, and he also said something I don't recall that I have heard him say before, and I don't hear every minute of every speech, and he may very well have said this before, but I know we've said it on the show before, as one reason why teachers should be armed. It's because outside of your family and closest circle of friends, there's no one in your life that's going to love you more than your teacher, because they really take it seriously.
The best ones do.
That's the way it was when I was a kid.
I grew up in a household. My mom was a teacher and administrator and superintendent, and I can vouch for that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Even the teachers, you know, that you thought were the meanest or whatever, if somebody had to come through that door, they'd stand between them, you know, and the kids. And so out of love for their students, they should be allowed to protect them. And it's a powerful point. And when the president makes it, and he made it today at the NRA convention, and he made a lot of other points as well. He talked about some of the successes that he's had, we've had, the administration has had, and the battles, as I said, to go forward. And he also talked about his approval numbers, which, on the Reuters daily tracking poll, they're hovering right there around 50, 51%. And he says, "How can this be when all I get is bad publicity?"
It's called kitchen table politics.
It's called that, but it's called the genius of Trump, too. Understanding Trump, the book by Newt Gingrich. He talks in there. Oh, we got a hard break coming up. Got to take this break. When we come back, we'll get to the genius of Trump and bad, so-called bad publicity. Okay, and then we're also going to talk about some other things that he said today, that it's going to lead us into the rumble from Virginia today. The rumble of thunder. Wasn't a thunder clap, but it was a rumble in the distance. I'll tell you more after this break.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge has suggested prosecutors want to get former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort to sing against the president. U.S. Senior Judge T.S. Ellis III asked government lawyers pointed questions about special counsel Robert Mueller's authority to bring charges at a Friday hearing. The Virginia indictment alleges Manafort hid tens of millions of dollars he earned advising pro-Russia politicians in Ukraine from the Internal Revenue Service. The U.S. economy has delivered steady but only modest gains for most Americans since the Great Recession. Yet the very sluggishness of the expansion helps explain why it's now the second longest on record and why more people could soon share in its benefits. Employers added a decent 164,000 jobs in April, a record 91st straight month of hiring growth, and unemployment reached 3.9%. More details at srnnews.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown start at 436 and they continue westbound all the way through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after the 441 right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4, and then you're slow and go through the 441 and into Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather forecast.
Tonight, mainly clear skies, low 66. Saturday, sun and clouds with a brief shower or two, high 85. Partly cloudy skies Saturday night, low 71. Sunday will be variable cloudiness with a shower or thunderstorm. Expect a high of 87. Clouds breaking Sunday night, low 69. I'm Chris Morelli, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys pile drive liberal baloney.
That's right, and we love doing it every night. That's right, we are here. We are live on a Patriot Home Funding Friday in the Relax and Comfort Studios. So happy to have you folks with us here tonight. We got, as I said, Patriot Home Funding Friday going on, and from Patriot Home Funding, we got Pierce Outlaw. And by the way, if you need their help over there, you can go to myphf.com. That's myphf.com, or call them at
877-377-8123.
All right, I am Christopher Hart. And 407-774-8255 is the number. We got a lot we got to get to. But first, on Tuesday, there's going to be Mother Mayhem going on here in town. That's right. Mother Mayhem is the upcoming matches over at Pro Wrestling 2.0 over there on East Colonial Drive at Goldenrod Road. And if you would like to go Tuesday night, great fun for the whole family. And you really do get up close and personal with these wrestlers, especially if you're sitting in the front row. You might end up with one in your lap. I mean, for serious. If you don't ask me, ask Jeff Sinis on the bridge when you call to get these tickets, because we got two pair to giveaway. If you would like to go to Pro Wrestling 2.0's Mother Mayhem on Tuesday night coming up, call us right now at 407-774-8255, and Jeff will get your information. So we went into the break. I was talking about, the president posed the question, and see, he knows the answer, but it's a beautiful way this works. He says today at this NRA speech, how is it that his poll numbers are so good when all he gets is bad publicity? Well, if you've read the book Understanding Trump by Newt Gingrich came out a year or so ago. He talks about how something happened when Trump had built Trump Tower. I believe it was Trump Tower. It was a major real estate project right there in New York. And he, when he bought the property, there was this old building on it, like built 1900, let's say, right? And it, and on the facade, it was some elaborate, you know, stonework and stuff like this. And he offered to the city to carefully remove it and give it to them if they wanted to put it in a museum or do whatever with it. And they messed around, and he finally said, oh, the heck with it. Just tear it down, haul it off. Let's get this thing done. This is Donald Trump, right? He's not going to wait. So the New York Times found out about it, and this is the lesson he learned, that he still makes music with, okay? The New York Times started writing these articles about him. Bad publicity. But the articles all started with this. Real estate developer tears down such and such building, and there was a famous name for it or whatever, on such and such Park Avenue, in order to build luxury sky-rise apartment building.
Free advertising.
What do you believe? What do you think exactly? His phone started ringing off the hook because people wanted to live in that their luxury high. So their bad publicity helped make him rich. The bad publicity now is actually helping him to be a successful president of the United States of America. It's beautiful. It's why I said, it was weeks ago when his approval number was down around 38-40%, and all this stormy stuff started brewing. I said, you watch, I would not be surprised if his poll numbers go up from here. If you don't believe me, go to our archive, AmericanAdversaries.com, and hear it for yourself. And it's because I can't predict the future. But what I know is that Donald Trump is a doggone genius. And this is how I know I can bet on that horse, baby. Because he's the hat. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. He's the fastest one by far. Right? And that's why all these other ones are trying to break his legs. Because they know he can outrun them, using a horse analogy here. And so it's easy for me to bet on him. Because I understand his genius, you see. Whereas these other fools have yet to figure it out. So he also talked about today. Didn't he talk about that NBC thing from yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit. I want to circle back to Stormy Daniels real quick, though. Stormy Daniels admitted on Twitter today that she is not paying her attorney.
Which, and you also posed the question.
Who is paying him?
Yeah,
exactly. I think we all know.
And because he ain't working for free. And flying all over this country for free.
And then this is after Avenatti went on MSNBC.
That's the attorney. Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, and I'm sure all of you saw the story where NBC proudly broke the story at about 1:30 that the FBI had wiretapped Cohen and had captured a call from a White House number, which they had to walk back about 4 hours later. During the meantime, Avenatti went on MSNBC and swore the story was true, that he had talked to two people that had leaked it to him, and he swore up and down it was true. And then we find out today that he asked MSNBC for a job.
How about that? And also talked about how he had been using the media to make his case, which was obvious, but he was stupid enough to admit it. You're right. This NBC thing from yesterday was they confused wiretaps with basically, I forget what they called it, but they were just getting the numbers that were being called.
It's the difference between eavesdropping and looking at caller ID.
Right.
That's it in a nutshell.
However, if with the right equipment, they could have used that avenue, if you will, to actually eavesdrop if they wanted to violate the law, which it doesn't seem as any impediment to what they've been doing so far, the law, that is. So the president mentioned that. And then he mentioned Virginia. And so what happened today in Virginia? Well, I'm sure most of you have already heard, but not if you've been listening to the liberal media. Now, they did take note of it right away, and they were flabbergasted, but then they right away went right back to Stormy Daniels and that sort of thing. If you remember, I guess about a week and a half or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I started talking about how, even discussed this a little bit with Sidney Powell, the former federal prosecutor, which we're going to be getting her back on the show quite often, as often as we can anyway, that with everything that's going on being so blatantly wrong in terms of right and wrong and law and order and equal justice under the law, what they're doing, trying to do to President Trump and everything, I started speculating that one of these federal judges handling either the Manafort case, now maybe the Cohen case, or the Michael Flynn case, was going to stand up to this. And Sidney Powell said, you know, don't put your money on, in essence, that judge handling the Cohen case, because the judge handling the Cohen case, she married
George Soros. She officiated the ceremony.
Yeah, she didn't marry him. She officiated the ceremony. She married him to somebody else.
And was Clinton's former nominee, too.
Exactly. And I think Manafort's actually having to fight this in two courts, because I remember a story coming out, because I came in here last Friday and I said I was talking about my itch being scratched, and it didn't get scratched that day because the Manafort lawyer judge turned down the lawyer's motion to throw out the case because of the argument that Mueller was illegally, his whole appointment is illegal.
Was unconstitutional. It was outside statute.
Exactly. And that was my argument. And so I came in here saying, I guess it's going to have to be Emmett Sullivan, the judge handling the Michael Flynn case. He's going to have to be the one left to scratch my itch. And Nostradamus was here, and y'all teased me about it, if I remember. Wasn't it last Friday?
Yes.
All right. Well, my itch got a little scratched today, and it wasn't by Emmett Sullivan. It was in what evidently is, or maybe, I'm guessing, but anyway.
It was U.S. District Court.
Yes, U.S. District Court in Virginia. The judge is T.F. Ellis.
T.S. Ellis.
Is it T.S. Ellis?
Yeah, the third.
Okay, T.S. Ellis the third. Thank you. I was writing this down, making notes, hand notes, who was a Reagan appointee. And this district judge, in essence, and I believe came right out and accused the prosecutors of overstepping their bounds and accused them of going through Manafort to really get to Trump. And it was astonishing because he really was taking no nonsense from these prosecutors.
Yeah, the judge said, and I quote, "You don't really care about Mr. Manafort. You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you to lead you to Mr. Trump and an impeachment or whatever." And then he demanded to see the scope memo.
What, and tell folks what the scope memo is.
The scope memo is basically the boundaries of what the Mueller investigation is impaneled to do.
And this is crucial.
And this is the unredacted version he demanded.
Yeah, and he gave him 2 weeks to produce it. Unredacted, which means they can't come up with any excuse that they got to review it for security or it's nonsense. He wants the unredacted thing, and he wants it in 2 weeks. And I dare them to defy him. I dare them to go in there in 2 weeks without those documents or having already produced them to him.
Yeah, he went on further to say, we don't want anybody with unfettered power. And he went on after that and said, we said this was what the investigation was about, but we are not bound by it, and we were lying, referencing Mueller's attorneys.
Right. The prosecutors today were, in essence, arguing we should be allowed to do anything we want, because we're working in secret. And that's when the judge responded, as Pierce was talking about there. He said, we're not going to have any of this unbounded stuff. And the reason he asked for that memo is that it's very crucial in two senses, especially with the Manafort case. It's crucial in the sense that I was talking about, that the memo doesn't specify a particular crime that the special counsel is to pursue. It's just this blanket, just go looking, you know, for Russia collusion with the Trump campaign.
And other matters. And he wound up having to come back, Rosenstein did, and tune it up a few weeks later.
Yeah, don't get too far ahead, because I want to get to that. Because he wants to see the original one. because the original one, as I said, by law is required to specify a crime, not just in general terms go looking for it. Instead of, say, for instance, if they really wanted to do this lawfully, they would have said, okay, we have found where such and such in the Trump campaign actually bought, sold, or did something with the Russians, which actually played a role in the election.
Probable cause.
Exactly. And they have a crime, okay? They have evidence. They have phone records. They have whatever, which shows that something wrong was done. And they may not even know by who, but they know something wrong was done, and here it is, and they can quote the statute that has been violated. There is no statutes quoted in this memo. None. Because they don't know if there was or wasn't or what the crime was. It was a total fishing expedition. And this judge, when he sees that, and it's getting to your point, having to tune it up. Well, we have found that when the FBI and Department of Justice and probably, who knows, alcohol, tobacco, who knows, went into Manafort's house that morning, raided his house, and found him in his skivvies and his wife in her nightie, and basically treated them like drug lords, that they had not received from Rosenstein, who is actually supposed to be overseeing the Mueller investigation, making sure it stays within its bounds, they had not received from Rosenstein permission to expand their investigation to include crimes that had nothing to do with Russia collusion, had nothing to do even with Donald Trump's campaign, because what Manafort is being charged with had happened years prior.
In 2005.
Exactly. Which we also have found out had been investigated multiple times by prosecutors and the FBI before, and they dropped it because they couldn't find, there was nothing there. And so they went back after they raided Manafort, then they went back to Rosenstein and got the permission to do it. And this also is crucial, because you cannot, as a law enforcement agency, go in warrantless, in essence, because they had no real authorization to get the warrant that they got. So the warrant a judge is going to throw out, presumably, and that's what he's getting ready to do. And if he throws out the warrant that they got to get what they got from Manafort, they're going to have to get it and give it back to him. And the charges go away, because you cannot get a warrant based on false information or no information, or if you are an agency that doesn't have jurisdiction. Because what we're talking about here is they did not have the jurisdiction to go in and raid Manafort until Rosenstein gave it to them. And he gave it to them after the fact. That's going to be hard to argue in a court of law.
And there was no grand jury impaneled at that time.
Right. With a good defense attorney team, they will chew this up and spit it out. And the only thing keeping that from happening is somebody doing it, and evidently in Manafort's case, they are doing it. Now, this isn't the thunderclap that I predicted that would come, and it's not the full-on scratch of my itch, because this was a hearing today. And Judge Ellis did not make a ruling. He simply excoriated the prosecutors and demanded the memo, but left open the door, if ever so slightly, that what they did, he'll allow them to the trial to go forward. But certainly, this is a strong sign that what we are saying is true, and that is that the evidence that everything that President Trump has been saying about this being a witch hunt mounts every day. And a federal judge, they're federal judges, most of them anyway, maybe not so much on the liberal side, but on the conservative side, they're federal judges because they respect the law. And if a federal judge allows this charade to go forward in any of these cases, Manafort, Flynn, or Cohen.
Gates.
Or Gates. If a federal judge allows their trials to go forward in this swirl of misinformation and malfeasance and prosecutorial misconduct going on, then they become a part of the problem, and that's not what they want to do. All right? Speaking of that Cohen case, people have been criticizing Rudy Giuliani, but he knows exactly what he's been doing the last couple of days, and I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back. You are listening to the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Friday, and we thank you for doing so. Stick around, because we got a whole lot more to go.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
No good, Mr. Mueller, Herr Mueller. If you don't believe me, listen to the New York Times. We're going to talk about that a little bit here. New York Times, something happened this week. I don't know what it was. Time Magazine came out with this cover story about FBI in crisis. It's on the newsstands now.
Yeah, that's all they're doing is trying to soften the blow for the left of what's coming from the Inspector General.
And evidently, the LA Times was doing a little bit of their own softening of the blow today, right?
Yeah, that was quite an article as a takedown of Mueller.
Yeah, well,
so much so that... Other publications picked it up.
Okay, don't give too much away because I want to save that for the top of the hour. By the way, we still have a couple pairs of tickets to Mother Mayhem. If you'd like to go see some great live local professional wrestling, wrestlers that are on their way up in this world. And that's two pairs. It's Tuesday evening, 407-774-8255 is the number. Jeff's on the bridge. He'll give you all the details when you call, and he'll be there Tuesday night, too. All right. We're going to take a little divergence here. Speaking of tickets, I want to see if this Avengers movie is worth the price of a ticket.
Hang on a second. Got to lower my cell phone volume. There, it's on vibrate now.
Okay. Let's bring in Charlene, the movie critic. Hey, how you doing, Charlene?
I was going with Drama Queen, but
Drama Queen, there you go. All right, Drama Queen.
I'm going to try to give you a synopsis, but it's going to be difficult because this film is massive. There are two comic book franchises out there taking turns on the big screen, Marvel and DC. Avengers Infinity War is from the Marvel Universe, which includes The Amazing Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Black Panther, Captain America, Black Widow, Doctor Strange, and all of the Guardians of the Galaxy. There are just too many to mention. It would take all night. The majority of the Marvel heroes band together from all over the Earth and galaxy to fight Thanos, the super entity who believes he can save the universe. It never seems to occur to Thanos why so many others disagree with his methods and why everyone wants to try to stop him. Lesson to the audience, the ends do not justify the means.
Is this an uplifting or positive message movie then? Is it quite clear what's going on there?
Not really, because there's just so much stuff going on. However, it is a really good movie. It is long. It's about 2.5 hours, but it flies by, really. You're not thinking, oh, is this movie over yet? No. You're thinking, what's going to happen next? So the story is very exciting. It's very engaging until the end when it starts to get really depressing.
Oh, don't give away too much of it now.
No, I will not. No spoilers here, sir.
All right. And it's out in the theaters now, right? Didn't it come out last weekend?
It did come out last weekend, but it was too soon. I was just so bereft, I couldn't discuss it.
What have been the numbers on that one? Do you have any?
It blew away the Black Panther's opening weekend, which had blown away every previous record.
So is that right?
The biggest opening weekend in movie history.
Now, did it open worldwide or just in the United States?
Just in the U.S. for now.
Just in the U.S. for now, huh?
Now, Charlene, does the fact that there's so many characters in it take away from the pace of the movie, or does it actually add to it?
It adds to it because some of them pop up when you least expect them. And you're like, oh, there's that guy I know, or there's that gal I know. So you're glad to see them all. It's kind of like a big family reunion.
And without giving away the ending of this movie, a lot of the characters in this movie have sequels, threequels, fourquels coming up in the future that have already been announced. So having come out of that movie, seen the ending and thinking, what's going on? It can be a little bit confusing.
Yes, it can. Now, two of the characters of movies coming up, I won't say their names, were not in this one.
All right. Well, okay. Final question. How many thumbs up or how many thumbs down?
Well, for this one, I have to use the hankyometer. A range of 1 to 4 hankies. You will need at least 3.5 hankies to get through this.
Oh, really?
Bring 4, just in case.
Is that right? A tearjerker, huh?
Well, for me, it was. I don't know about the guys in the audience, but for the girls, it will definitely be a
tearjerker. Nostradamus claimed allergies, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's just something in my eyes. Right.
That's what he did, yes. Now, he hasn't seen it yet, so don't spoil it for him.
Right, I'm going to see it soon.
Okay, well.
And please, everyone, remember, the only drama I like is on the big screen.
That's from the drama queen, Charlene. Thank you, Charlene. Appreciate you being there.
You're so well.
Okay. All right, we're just about out of time in this hour, but we got another hour to go. We're going to start off talking about this judge and what went on in his courtroom today in Virginia having to do with the Paul Manafort case.
Itch get scratched, Chris?
It got a little bit scratched today. Indeed it did. So we'll be talking about that. We got some other news to talk about as well. A very interesting story coming out of one of the survivors of the Pulse attack. And also we got we're going to talk about campaign violations and what Rudy Giuliani, the strategy he is employing as he goes bouncing around doing these interviews. And today he issued a written statement, quote unquote, clarifying his positions. And so we'll talk about all that when we come back with the next hour. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. A lot of great new stuff on Facebook. I'll give you a little hints of that when we come back, too. That's American Adversaries on Facebook, at Pierce Outlaw on Twitter, at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter, at Nostradamus on Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017, will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city in every foreign capital and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Folks, we're here. We're ready to go. All right. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. I hope you're ready for a beautiful weekend. Looks like it's going to be that way anyway, most of it. And we're getting it started in fine fashion. A lot of great news out today, and we're here to talk about it. Got Pierce Outlaw in the studio. Nostra Dennis has joined us in the studio. I am Christopher Hart. On the bridge is Jeff Sinis. 407-774-8255 is the number. We are coming to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, the Killer Bee, will be joining us a little bit later on live from the Hive. I don't want to go into too much detail of what we talked about in the first hour, but we're going to carry some of it through here into the second hour. First of all, excellent jobs numbers came out today, and the market responded. And also, and by the way, the black unemployment rate, lowest in history. Lowest it's ever been measured, I should say. And heading down. And that, of course, is fantastic news. And then you couple that with Kanye West's remarks, and we can see why those poll numbers took off last night or last week that you were talking about last night.
Yep, but the black leaders who want nothing more than to divide the country even more have been saying, well, we want the president to come out and say things that the black community will like. They don't care what he's doing, yeah. The effects of what his policies are doing. They want him to say things that'll make him feel nice.
Yeah, what they want him to say is a bunch of liberal nonsense.
Yeah, like, how patronizing.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about the president's speech at the NRA convention today and others. How'd you put it, Stemwinder?
Very much so.
Yeah, and the president, once again, He's the communications genius that got him to where he is, and he marveled about how bad publicity led to how can he have good poll numbers and bad publicity.
It might actually be helping his poll numbers.
And that's what we predicted right
people
here on this show.
People see through it. People see through the template, the boilerplate that the networks are using.
Yeah. The more time the media and Herr Mueller and others go after him, the better it seems to do him, at least lately anyway, that's for sure. And I think it's going to continue. And Rudy Giuliani did issue a statement today clarifying his remarks over the last couple of days. He did kind of come out shooting from the hip
and shaking the world, so to speak. And now people are, oh, he's jeopardized the president and then Cohen and all of this. No, what he has done in his own fashion is to, in essence, take the teeth out of what evidently, or people have been telling us, is what Michael Cohen's legal jeopardy was. And that was a campaign violation, which, if serious enough, could carry up to 5 years in federal prison and a fine. If you remember, Dinesh D'Souza was sentenced to, I believe, a year in prison, and he served it in a halfway house. He wasn't actually in an official prison, but he was there with inmates who were coming out of the federal prison system.
And he does have a felony on his record as a result.
That's right. And if you saw that movie, what was his latest movie that was about that? Was it Hillary's America, or I think it was Hillary's America, where he talks and he's in there with the federal inmates. And anyway, so it can carry some pretty serious consequences. However, Barack Obama was able to get away with violating his campaign, was able to get away with violating campaign rules a number of times, mainly because they failed to list donors. They were actually pursuing anonymous donors. You can't do that. And they paid $375,000 in fines, but no one faced this kind of scrutiny or prosecution or obviously any jail time.
And they stonewalled the fine for 5 years.
Right. And it brings us back to Michael Cohen and the so-called campaign violation. The campaign law, the statute, the particular federal statute that comes into play here is pretty specific. It reminds me, if you were to ask the IRS what is or is not an employee, they will tell you. And they will tell you this is and this isn't. And that's what this statute does. It tells you what is a campaign expenditure and what is not a campaign expenditure. And if somebody gives money illegally for a campaign expenditure, that carries with it the possibility of federal prison and fine, a punishment. If it is not a campaign expenditure, then it doesn't. So the question here is, was the transaction between Michael Cohen, President Trump, and Stormy Daniels, in which Cohen was evidently some sort of middleman, was that a campaign expenditure? Now, the people who think it was say, oh, of course it was. It happened in October, right before the election, just weeks before election day. And it was, obviously it had to be a campaign expenditure. And there you go. Maybe. If you look at part of the statute says, anything that occurs during a campaign could be considered a campaign expenditure. But then there is the list of things which is not a campaign expenditure. And this is where Rudy Giuliani's argument comes in. If you've been listening closely to what he's been talking about, he said that, first of all, indeed, the president did reimburse Michael Cohen via
retainers.
In other words, Trump was paying him a certain amount either every month or every quarter or once a year in order to handle affairs for him. And out of that retainer would become the expenses. And then Cohen would go back to him and say, okay, I spent that amount. You need to give me some more, to keep it. You have to keep the retainer full, in other words.
So like an escrow account almost.
Exactly.
It's a real big one.
If you've ever hired a lawyer with a retainer, you know that once they get that retainer, they come back and say, okay, I need more. And you go, what the heck for? Well, because I spent this amount of time on your case. So I took that money out of the retainer. You got to keep it replenished. And they tell you the amount that has to be in there, $5,000, $10,000. In this case, evidently, it was $30,000 or $35,000. And so Cohen was using those payments to pay off Stormy Daniels. And this is part of what he did. He handled these types of things. And so Giuliani made it very clear. Now, this is where the media kind of went off the deep end because, first of all, they thought that neither Cohen nor Trump had said that that occurred. But, in fact, neither one of them had said that it didn't occur. What Cohen said was he was not reimbursed by the Trump campaign or the Trump organization. What he did not say was that he was not reimbursed by Donald Trump personally.
And a candidate can spend his own money on anything.
Pretty much anything. Now, a campaign expenditure also is not something that you would have done anyway. Let's take a haircut, okay? Is a haircut a campaign expenditure if you go and get it the day before the election because you want to look good for the TV cameras? It is not. You want to know why it is not? Because you normally get your haircut anyway. If you got any, right, Nostradamus?
hey now.
But you it's a regular thing that you do anyway. So the question is, was this something that Donald Trump and Michael Cohen would have done regardless of the campaign? And the answer to that, Rudy Giuliani is saying, yes, that this has happened before, probably going to happen again. This is one reason why Cohen was there. And it wasn't because of the campaign. It was because this is what he did anyway. And Giuliani brought up the fact that because Trump didn't want these type of things affecting his family. So he kind of didn't want anybody to know that this was going on. And that has nothing to do with whether Trump did or didn't do something with Stormy Daniels. And I don't think he did. I think this is clearly extortion, that a guy who's a germaphobe ain't going to go around and sleep with a porn star, at least not unprotected.
And she said two different things that completely contradict each other, so who knows?
Well, she said, for one, that she'd never had a sexual relation with them, and then came back and said she did. But even in that interview on 60 Minutes, she said that he had unprotected sex with her. Ain't going to happen. Guarantee you that ain't going to happen. And it ain't because, you know, he can't get a condom. It's because he didn't do it. But the bottom line is, Giuliani's making the case, is that Trump would do this anyway, whether it was in the midst of the campaign or not, especially if he could, you know, get rid of this problem for $130,000, which is peanuts, chicken feed. And by the way, it reminds me of my dear friend Tom Weigel, who passed away last August of pancreatic cancer. God rest his soul. I surely miss him. He told me a long time ago, this is back when I first met him, back in 1978, 79. He said, "You know, when I realized that I was really a wealthy man," and I said, "No." He said, "When just about everybody and their mother started suing me for everything." If you're a wealthy person, there's people out there who want to take it away from you because they don't want to work hard for it or don't know how to get it any other way. And I guarantee, and this was in the USA Today prior to the election, Trump's been in over 700 lawsuits, most of them people trying to take away what he has achieved. And he won the vast majority, well over 500 he won. About another 100 were dropped or thrown out by the judge.
And sometimes you settle it to make it go away so you can move on.
The rest, right? the rest he settled. Exactly. And then what happened in this Virginia court today was also astonishing. We're coming up on a break, so we'll go ahead and take the break. And we come back, I want to get into this. And then we have some very interesting stories, one of them right here out of the a survivor of the Pulse attack. And we spent a lot of time on this, what happened in the Virginia court today. But I just want to reemphasize it a little bit for some of you who weren't around in the first hour of the show. But I hope you'll be around for the rest of this show. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, you can follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And by the way, did you know that a new element has been discovered? It's on our Facebook page, but I'll give you a little brief on it when we come back, too. A brand new element. You know, you remember the old chart back in chemistry?
Periodic table that got an F on?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a new element. We'll tell you about that. It's on our Facebook page with a lot of other great stuff. You're listening to the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. And we'll be here when you come back with us or something like that.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
The I-4 slowdown start at 436 and they continue westbound all the way through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after the 441 right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. And then you're slow and go through the 441 and into Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We're in the midst of a fight, and I got my itch scratched a little bit. That's why we played a little itchy and scratchy for you there. All right, you're in the right place. It is the right time. You got us here live on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. 407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, just real quick, the White House has announced that the time and place for the president's meeting with young Kim Jong-un, the rocket man, has been set. Don't know where it is, but it has been set. They're going to announce it soon. Okay, we're talking about this judge in the Paul Manafort case in the first hour. His name's T.S. Ellis.
And the third,
and he was appointed by Ronald Reagan. So he's been there a while. He's a no-nonsense guy, and he, in essence, accused prosecutors today of overstepping their bounds in order to get to President Trump. He said, and I quote, "You don't really care about Mr. Manafort's bank fraud." He said, "You really care about what information he might give you about Mr. Trump and what might lead to his impeachment or prosecution. That's what you're really interested in, to get Manafort to, as he put it, sing." All right? So this was a little bit of what I was talking about. I'm hoping now for a ruling. This was a hearing, but certainly in this hearing, he was talking about what we've been talking about and what the president has been talking about, and that is that this is indeed a witch hunt. And when presented by the prosecution, when the prosecution presented the argument that they basically have the power to do anything that they want and they can keep it secret because it's national security and all of that, the judge responded, "The American people feel pretty strongly that no one has unfettered power." And he gave the prosecutors 2 weeks to produce the memo, the original memo that gave Herr Mueller his authorization.
Unredacted.
To authorize to pursue this witch hunt.
But the judge did not do one thing.
And?
He did not address whether or not to drop the case against Manafort. He didn't address that yet at all.
No, this was a hearing, and he'll have to make a decision. And I presume in 2 weeks he'll have another hearing to review whether or not they've produced these documents. And at that point, he may set off for another hearing. He may ask for more information, or he may set off for a hearing where he'll give his decision on this motion.
And if they haven't produced those documents, that might give him the ammunition he needs to say, you know what, I'm dropping the charges. We're done with this.
I dare them not to. He's already mad. He's already indicated that he's upset. And I think the same thing is going to be going on now in Emmett Sullivan's courtroom having to do with Michael Flynn.
And it's already going on in Congress where they've threatened impeachment of Rosenstein.
And then this article comes out in the L.A. Times today about Herr Mueller. Tell him about it.
Going all the way back to 1979 and his time as a U.S. attorney, the Times takes him down. There's just no other way to put it.
Well, basically what... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they outline all of his missteps, first as a prosecutor, all the way up to director of the FBI and as a special prosecutor. and it is quite damning, and it is quite intense. And the biggest thing that they...
This is the L.A. Times now, folks.
Yeah, and the biggest thing that I took out of the article was his attitude, that the man cannot admit that he's wrong, that he doubles down on mistakes.
Got a pretty nasty temper.
And a bad temper.
Yeah. And couple that with this Time magazine article this week, something's going on. As Pierce put it, softening the landing?
Yeah, they're softening the landing. That's exactly right. That I think that... The liberal establishment, if you will, sees the handwriting on the wall, and their horses in the media are getting the message out so that it won't jeopardize their perceived chances in the elections this summer.
Now, see, the Time magazine article goes at the FBI in general terms. You're talking about the L.A. Times going after Herr Mueller in particular terms.
Yeah, two different things.
Right. But they tie in together.
Yes, sir. The Time article was more after the IG report and the FBI itself.
Right.
This is specifically about Mueller.
And points out his failings. What the Time magazine article points out is the FBI's failings over time. No pun intended. And it mentions a number of things. It mentions the Boston bombers, right? They blew that one. They blew the shooting in San Bernardino. We now know also they blew the Parkland shooting. And they mention also the Pulse attack.
And Clive Bundy.
And exactly how they blew all of this stuff.
So this goes back deep into Obama's administration. Does it go any further back than that?
Oh, yeah. Mueller was appointed by George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And both articles touch on, and particularly the L.A. Times one, about the Whitey Bulger incident and also the anthrax investigation.
Basically, what the L.A. Times is telling the world is what we've been telling you folks for quite some time now. And that's pretty extraordinary, as is the Time magazine article. By the way, speaking of the Pulse attack, there's been a pretty extraordinary occurrence having to do with one of the survivors of the attack.
Yeah, you want to get this before we hit the break?
Well, let's kind of get into it a little bit, and we'll pick it up on the other side.
A survivor of the shooting that left 49 people dead in June 2 years ago now says he has found Christ and is no longer gay. His name is Luis Javier Ruiz, and he says in a message posted on Facebook, "I should have been number 50. I remember my struggles of perversion, heavy drinking to drown out everything, and having promiscuous sex that led to HIV. So we'll talk a little bit more when we get back, and he's going to be part of a thing called the Freedom March that's going on this week in Washington.
Okay. All right, we got that. We got a lot more to talk about, too. Here, just a side note for you. The woman who accused Ronnie Jackson of all those false things...
stepped down.
...has resigned today. Just don't let the door hit you on the way out, right?
Jennifer Pena's her name.
Yeah. Frank's got a hot tip for the Kentucky Derby tomorrow as well, and the Killer Bee will be joining us. I hope you'll join us on AM660TheAnswer.com. Join us on AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart device or your Alexa devices. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is reflecting on the February shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida that killed 17 people. Mr. Trump addressed the annual National Rifle Association convention Friday in Dallas. He did not advocate for new gun control measures, such as increasing the age limit for buying certain firearms. Instead, he reiterated his support for allowing well-trained teachers to carry concealed weapons. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a 6-week abortion ban law into effect, marking the strictest abortion regulation in the nation. The move also sets the state up for a lengthy court challenge. The Republican governor signed the legislation today. The Iowa affiliates of Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union have already said they'd sue Reynolds if she signed the bill, which Iowa's Republican-controlled legislature approved earlier in the week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 332 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
The I-4 slowdown start at 436 and they continue westbound all the way through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after the 441 right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4, and then you're slow and go through the 441 and into Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather forecast.
Tonight, mainly clear skies, low 66. Saturday, sun and clouds with a brief shower or two, high 85. Partly cloudy skies Saturday night, low 71. Sunday will be variable cloudiness with a shower or thunderstorm. Expect a high of 87. Clouds breaking Sunday night, low 69. I'm Chris Morelli, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yes, this is B, Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, we're back. We're live. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. If you're listening to us now, you're listening over some internet source, and we really appreciate that. All right, got Nostradamus in the studio along with Pierce Outlaw and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge. Jeff, send us 407-774-8255 is the number. Frank is on the line, and he's got a hot tip for us tonight. Frank, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, guys, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah, the Derby's already snuck up on us. It's tomorrow. Now, I don't know anything about the horses this year.
Well, 20-horse field, and I know a lot about it. You know, Kentucky Derby, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, brother, okay?
That's a big field, isn't it?
It's usually 20.
It's probably more popular than Super Bowl worldwide, okay? It's my favorite day of the year, absolutely.
All right, so tell us, who's the hot horse tomorrow?
The hot horse is named Good Magic. He's the sixth horse. He's 12-1 morning line. Got the best jockey in the world on him, Jose Ortiz, and one of the best trainers in the country, Chad Brown. And I love this horse. His name is Good Magic.
Now, did that horse named after, what's his name, Bronco, or the Broncos?
He scratched out. He's not in the race.
Oh, he's not in the race. Okay.
Yeah.
So has this jockey won the Derby before?
He hasn't won a Derby yet, but he's won a lot of other things. And I'll tell you what, I watch a lot of horse races, and Jose Ortiz is as strong a rider as you'll ever get on a horse, believe me.
Now, what were the odds on Good Magic the last you saw?
Hello.
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear me? Frank?
I think he said 12-1. My money's actually on my money's on Michelle Wolf.
You think so?
Michelle Wolf.
Yeah. Oh, it's a horse race, not horse face race. Okay. All right.
I don't know if she's built for distance.
She's got the mane. She got the mane. Frank, we lost you there for a second.
I got to tell you,
Frank, let me tell you something. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Next time that happens,
Don't cuss because we could still hear you.
Oh, my God.
Frank, take it from me.
Outlaw human moment there.
I don't want you to get anybody in trouble.
I hope you had your finger on the button, I hope.
Oh, yeah. I'm just telling you that just because you can't hear us don't mean we can't hear you.
And everybody around the world.
Yeah, that's what I tell these guys in here. Never assume these mics are not off until we know for sure they're not. Right. All right. So, but you were saying,
anyway, good magic. My favorite day of the year. The most exciting 2 minutes of sports. And coincidentally, the same thing my ex used to say about me. So,
hey, that's, I hear that.
Oh.
That was 2 minutes. Hey, you could go that long. But anyway, hey, listen. You said the odds were 12-1.
At 12-1 morning line, yeah, he'd probably be about 12-15-1 at post time. He's the sixth horse. Make sure you tell Big Mike.
Okay, now I will. And is he the does this horse have the best odds right now, or is this more of a
Magnum Moon? It's going to be a horse named Justify, who I do not like. I think he's a pretender.
He's 3-1 right now, right?
Is the weather supposed to be nice tomorrow?
There goes my phone again, boys. But the sixth horse, good magic. Like them a lot, and I might be buying, you know, white wine to eat my crow with on Monday. But that's the horse I like, so get him.
All right, thanks
a
lot.
Talk to you later, guys. Bye bye.
Right. Okay. Talk about wine. I think I'll put some money on this one. I get the Derby winners by their names. I just like the name. Yeah. Vino Rosso sounds like a good choice. 12-1 odds.
Is that right?
12
does
a little Vino Rosso.
With his finger out like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to rain tomorrow in Louisville in a sloppy track.
Oh, it is. It is.
Who's a mutter?
Yeah, who's a mutter? All right. Okay, well, so you got the hot tip. You get everything here on the American Adversaries, all right, especially on a Patriot Home Funding Friday.
Of course, this is not to be used for actual betting of money because we are not odds makers.
No, we're not at all. We're working to get the Killer Bee on the line with us. In the meantime, as we went into the break, we were telling you about a pretty extraordinary story about a survivor of the Pulse attack. We'll try to get him on the show. Don't know if he's willing to, but he found God. And evidently, as you were telling the story there, Nostradamus, I had not read it, something happened that night that sort of led him in that direction, I guess.
Yeah, he said, the enemy had his grip on me, and now God's taken me from that moment, given me life back, and has given me Christ.
But he said that he should have been, the 50th victim?
Should have been number 50, yes.
So that near-death experience, in a way, got him to thinking and about his lifestyle, and he's done something to turn it around. So.
Yep. Now, they got a thing going on Saturday in D.C. It's going to be called the Freedom March, and a group called Voice of the Voiceless is sponsoring it. The co-founder is named Christopher Doyle, and it is a group that he says made a conscious choice to leave homosexuality, and we should be able to do that without being mocked. You know, the controversial therapy, conversion therapy?
That they're trying to outlaw in California.
They have already outlawed in California, and 10 states in Washington, D.C. have also outlawed the practice for minors under 18.
Right. Now, in California, they're actually trying to take it a step further. Assembly Bill 2943, and what it would do is... What they already have outlawed are like clinical settings where you can no longer do gay conversion practices. What they are now trying to outlaw is anything that in a remote way could be construed as being literature or anything promoting such as that. And, of course, certain people could find that the Bible.
Yeah, I said the first book I was going to say.
Exactly. And Dennis Prager and others who are watching this closely are recognizing that this is an attack on the First Amendment, which is why it may not survive, but it just goes to show you the lengths that really left-leaning liberals will go to get their agenda passed.
And to me, if you are gay and you're happy being gay and you have no problem with it, your own morality is between you and your God.
Right.
But if you are gay and you want to change your life and you want to improve your life, why should this avenue be taken away from you?
Well, that's what California has done. And in the meantime, on the flip side, you might say, Illinois wants to teach, what is it, gay history?
They want to require LGBT history curriculum to be taught in schools. The Illinois Senate approved a bill, 34-18, that would require public schools to teach LGBT history, meaning studying the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and this state. So that brings me to the next question. How many of our founding fathers were gay?
How would you know?
Right. I mean, Hamilton, maybe, okay? Using Comey logic, could be. He might be. I mean, he's in a Broadway musical, so who knows?
Well, on the one hand, I don't have a problem with teaching history and being accurate about it. But on the other hand, when there's so much guesswork and so much, revision of history, not the teaching of actual history, that this sort of thing scares
right.
me.
The winners get to write the history books, and in this case, the winners, meaning those who are in control of the schools, are getting to rewrite the history books the way they want them.
And then, of course, the government mandating this also, I don't like the idea of that either. That's state control of the education in a form that I don't think is healthy.
And what they're using, I went to a website that had fact after fact, big quotes around fact after fact, of how all our founding fathers may have had gay tendencies. May have. We just don't know. Because they're looking at letters they've written to their male friends, talking about how they remember fondly the time we spent together in Hanover. And people don't talk like that anymore.
Right.
And they're taking that and putting it into 21st century speech.
Well, hey, after all, a lot of them wore wigs too, right?
They did. Fluffy, powdery wigs.
Long-haired wigs.
And Ben Franklin is famous for his dalliances during his time in France.
All kinds of dalliances, yeah. Usually with women.
With beautiful women.
I don't know anything
and
about
maybe
men.
Maybe multiple women.
And married women too.
He was also very good at walking around naked, both in the colonies and in France. He seemed to like the nudist aspect. It's a good thing the $100 bill isn't a full portrait. Just put it that way.
Okay. All right. Let's take Danny's phone call. Hey, Danny, how you doing tonight? We appreciate you being there listening.
What's happening, fellas?
How you doing? Howdy, howdy. Go ahead.
I had a question popping to mind. You guys may have talked about it before, but the Thunder Girl, Stormy Daniels, says the contract was null and void because Trump didn't sign it, correct?
She has said that, yes.
Has she had to pay back the $130,000 that was given to her?
That question has popped up. No, she has obviously not paid the money back. She's probably done spent it a long time ago. That's why she's come back for more. And today we found out that she's not paying her lawyer. In which Pierce tweeted out the question, who is paying her lawyer? And
George Soros left action right there.
Could be.
Clinton, who knows? A lot of people, hate this president and would do anything to see him harmed. And she seems to be more than willing to go along with it. But no, she didn't pay the money back. And the contract, to my understanding, was with her and Michael Cohen. It wasn't with her and Donald Trump. I don't know. I haven't seen it. So I'm just speculating, but it's my understanding that the contract, which included the non-disclosure agreement, was with her and Michael Cohen on behalf of Donald Trump.
Yeah, so
I would think it doesn't matter, because what do you have to have a contract? You have to have a meeting of the minds and consideration, and both of those items exist in this case, signatures or not.
And if she wants to claim that, no, Donald Trump didn't sign this, well, then, yeah, you're right, Danny. She needs to give that money back.
A question I posed last night, though, Danny, is did she pay taxes properly on that $130,000, right? All right. But, hey, listen, thanks so much for being out there and listening to us. We really appreciate you, okay?
All I have to say is everything that they're doing against Trump, like you guys say all the time, it will come around and bite everybody in the donkey.
And that's what's exactly happening.
Right in the donkey. Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. All right. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danny. God bless you, man. Appreciate you so much. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. We also told you that the Jackson accuser has resigned. And I think that the senator from Montana. What was his name again?
Tester.
Tester. John Tester is in big trouble himself. And by the way, you know, the Killer Bee, and we're still trying to get him on the show, has predicted for some time now that there's going to be no blue wave. If anything, it's going to be a red tide, you might say, roll in this fall. And now some other news sources are out there saying it looks like the Republicans might actually do pretty good this fall.
I've seen multiple articles hinting at the possibility of 9 pickups. Which
in
then,
the Senate. In the
yes.
Senate.
That's almost 60.
No, it is 60. Well, it would be 61. That would be a filibuster-proof majority.
Well, it would be 61 with the vice president's vote. They have 51 votes now. If they were not to lose any and pick up all nine, those nine. What it is there's 24 Senate Democrat seats up for election.
Most of them are in states that Trump won.
Red states or semi-red state, purple states, exactly. Like Florida, for instance, with Bill Nelson. And with the Republicans, I think it's only 8 or 9 up for re-election, and most of those are in safe places, one being Nevada, one will be Arizona, and I forget the other.
Tennessee.
About half and half, but the incumbent, if the incumbent runs for re-election, in almost every case, they are going to be re-elected.
They have the advantage, except for the Democrats, because of what's going on with all of this stuff in Washington, D.C., and how far left the Democratic Party has moved, and these senators having to move with it in order to stay powerful in their party. So it's, as Danny said, and as we've been saying, all these attacks on President Trump are coming back to haunt the attackers.
Yeah, some of those seats are very vulnerable, too. Tester being one, Claire McCaskill being another one, and Manchin in West Virginia.
Exactly. Okay, we'll take another break. When we come back, we got one more segment of Patriot Home Funding Friday's show. Then you got Larry Elder following us up. I always really enjoy listening to him as well. Hope you're enjoying listening to us. We are the American Adversaries. We are here live, and we are coming right back.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 403-666-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Badd Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
And we're back, and it is Friday, Patriot Home Funding Friday. All right, we're coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, and if you are out and about this weekend, and you've been thinking about checking out one of those massage chairs over at Relax and Comfort, now's the time to do it, ladies and gentlemen, because they're switching over their inventory. They do this twice a year, and what they do is they mark down all of their current inventory so that they can make room for the new inventory. So you can get these chairs for a fraction of the cost of the, well, let me give you a for instance here. You can get up to 20% off on some of these chairs.
Now, is there a time limit when you go in and sit down? Because I could see myself spending 90 minutes in one of those chairs, just testing it out.
I'm pretty sure they'd let you do that.
Until you started drooling.
And Jackie would smack me on the face and say, come on, get up.
Yeah, whack you on the bottom of the feet. But these are beautiful chairs, and they are state-of-the-art, and they're up to 20% off. It's liquidation. They're not going anywhere. They're just changing over the inventory. As I said, they do this twice a year so they can keep this their inventory as state-of-the-art as possible and with all the current, you know, designs and colors and things. And these are beautiful chairs. If you were over there with us at the Relax and Comfort Regrand opening, you know what I'm talking about. And at 20% off, you can't beat that. And they will finance it for you, interest-free. That's Relax and Comfort in Windermere, Winter Park Village, Seminole Town Center, and in the Villages up in Lake County. Also, where you're out and about, and you're thinking about maybe spending some of that tax cut on a new car or something like that, please swing by Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. By the way, their website is OrlandoNissan.com. Sutherland Nissan, great folks out there. They'll work as hard as anybody to get you behind the wheel of one of those great cars with a really great deal. Lease, buy, new, pre-owned, car, truck, they got it all at Sutherland Nissan. Don't forget, go out there, tell them that the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to look at their Titan trucks. That's the American Adversaries, Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive, Chickasaw Trail, OrlandoNissan.com. You know, we had Charlene, the drama queen, earlier talking about movie review. Well, the TV reviews were so good before a particular show was canceled, they might bring it back. Is that right, Nostradamus?
That's right. You know what they say in movies as well as TV. If something works, keep doing it. And if the resurgence of a 20-year-old sitcom like Roseanne has the kind of effect it's having, not only are they getting great ratings, but they're getting buzz. People are talking about them. Even people who don't like it are talking about the show.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, only a year ago, the TV show Last Man Standing was canceled by ABC. They said, well, you know, our Friday night lineup isn't going to have comedies anymore. But the word under the cover was, well, we'll put it this way. Tim Allen himself said, there's nothing more dangerous, especially in this political climate, than a funny, likable conservative.
And wasn't that show the second-ranked show on their entire network, regardless of night?
Yeah, but it didn't fit with what they wanted to turn the night into.
they want all their shows to be number one shows on their network, right?
Right.
Now, this, once again, this was a show about a conservative guy. That's the whole idea of the title, right?
Right.
Now, I had never seen the show. Had either of you guys
seen it? I had never,
no.
I'd heard about it, but never saw a single episode.
I forget when I quit watching these sitcoms on network TV, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And but Tim Allen's a very, you know, he's an excellent comedian actor.
And the show was on for six seasons, believe it or not.
As Pierce said, it was a very popular show, extremely popular. But they dumped it because he's a conservative guy. But as you said, because of the success of Roseanne, at the end of the day, even green looks better than,
blue.
Exactly. Yep.
Here's the irony. They were axed by ABC. They are in talks to bring the show back on the Fox network. The name of the company that does the syndication for them is 20th Century Fox TV, which they do sitcoms for all the networks.
So ABC is not bringing it back. It'll go over to Fox.
No, it'll go over to Fox.
Oh.
But Disney owns ABC and is about to take ownership of the Fox network.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Kind of weird.
It is indeed. It is indeed. But it's good television, and it should be back on the air, especially in these times. As he sort of referred to, these are the shows we need to be seeing right now. What Roseanne is doing is a healing effort, if you will, to get people not to hate one another so much anymore, mm-hmm.
Yeah, to talk to each other like we used to.
Yeah, exactly. And understand that we can have differences of opinion. As a matter of fact, that's the beauty of human life, is that we all don't think alike. This is kind of what Kanye West is. He's kind of philosophizing here.
Right. Don't be a clone.
Right.
Don't be a mindless robot.
Right. That the beauty of life is that we all are really different, which means we got to give each other a little space, even when it comes to politics and religion.
And the whole point Kanye West made that was misconstrued by the media, of course, about slavery was a choice. You heard that one a few days ago.
Yeah.
What he was saying was the choice to be stuck in the mindset of a slave is a choice.
Yeah.
Your ancestors may have come here against their will, but for you to be locked inside of that 300 years later makes absolutely no sense. You have every chance in the world to succeed in America, no matter what color you are.
And if you want to get back to the slave trade itself, it was a choice by blacks to enslave other blacks.
And Muslims.
In many cases.
Exactly, yeah. Some other news out of the entertainment world today.
Yeah, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has taken some brave stands. They have expelled Roman Polanski.
And Bill Cosby.
Well, yeah. Two different people, two different situations, but they're tying them together. Of course, Roman Polanski raped a child he had drugged in 1978 and has been a fugitive of American justice for the last 40 years.
At least one.
Despite that, they have nominated him at the Academy three times for awards, and he actually won one in 2003 and got an in absentia standing ovation.
That's and right. Didn't he get a Lifetime Achievement Award? Sometime?
Yeah, that was one of
that.
Them.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Meryl Streep and all of them were cheering and applauding him.
Right. Polanski's lawyer says, well, you know, Roman apologized to the woman. She accepted his apology, so, you know, let's let things lay in the past.
Yeah.
They've also expelled Bill Cosby. And it's not for the movies Leonard Part 6 and Ghost Dad. And I think those two really are stains on his record. But, yeah, it's because of the situations that he helped create with young women over the course of his career.
But Polanski, is it because of Cosby that they finally decided to do with Polanski?
It's got to be the Me Too movement, too. They don't want to be on the wrong side of that.
It's the times in which we live. Okay, what can we do now? How about that guy? Well, if we're going to do that, we got to get Cosby out of here, too, right?
So ideological purity.
Right.
All right. Speaking of the Me Too movement, because of the Me Too movement.
It's Pound Me Too.
Pound Me Too. We have a, on our Facebook page, as often as we can, we put up a perv of the day. And today's perv of the day is California Democratic Representative Tony Cardenas, who is accused of, guess what, molesting a teenage girl.
Oh, boy.
He was doing the Polanski thing, I guess, maybe, all right? And you'll also find on there the Time Magazine article we referred to and some Kanye West stuff. And the new element out there. The new element, do you know what it is called?
No.
It is called Pelosium.
Pelosium,
Pelosium,
really?
Pelosium, wow. That's right.
Is it precious and rare?
It's not precious and it's not rare. Well, no. A major research institution has discovered the densest element yet known to science, Pelosium. Pelosium has one neutron, 12 assistant neutrons, 75 deputy neutrons, and 223 assistant deputy neutrons, given an atomic mass of 311. You can find the whole scientific disclosure on our Facebook page, American Adversaries.
That's heavy.
Thank you. Don't forget to follow Pierce on Twitter at Pierce Hart, at Pierce Outlaw, at Chris Hart Radio, and at Nostra Dennis on Twitter. Night, everybody.